Welcome to the Halloween episode of I Woke Up Like This. I'm Katie Ryan.
And I'm Ashley from Indelibel.
And I'm Juliana from Indelibel.
Yay, Juliana's back with us. We're talking about Halloween makeup today, and I'm very excited if you can't tell.
Juliana is a Halloween fanatic. Like, she goes all out. I mean, we all pretty much love fall over at Indelibel. I think Juliana has taken on Halloween. I definitely am the Thanksgiving Day nut. And of course, everybody loves Christmas.
Yes.
But since Juliana loves Halloween and she has her makeup artist in her, we thought it would be pretty awesome if she came and told us some tricks so the rest of us could look stellar on Halloween.
Yes.
Well, it's the one day of the year that I can kind of switch what I do. Mm-hmm. Usually, you know, I've been a makeup artist for about 5 years and I'm doing weddings and proms and I'm making everyone look pretty. So this is the one time where I'm like, we get to be gruesome and kind of weird and whimsical. So I have a couple things that I want to share with you guys on just some tips that I like to have in my kit. So the first thing is how I create fake blood. Usually, I just get a little bit of red lipstick. If you want it to look more of like a dry look, I get a darker lipstick. But usually, I kind of want it to be like a fresh wound, so I get a red lipstick. I mix it with some clear lip gloss and then add a little bit of cream black liner, like a gel liner.
Oh, okay.
And mixing that all together, it really creates just that fresh, gruesome kind of blood.
So when you're mixing it, what are you mixing it on?
I usually have like a metal palette, but you can. I usually do the back of my hands too,
because or you can get a plate.
The plate too. The warmth of your hands helps it kind of mix in a little bit better.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, mixing that all together. And the thing with blood is you don't want it to look precise. You know, blood is blood. So I'll get like a stippling brush. So and I will tap that against my hand. And then it does the splattering all over your face. So it's definitely, when I'm doing it and like my sister walks in, she's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Because it just looks so real because the clear gloss really creates that like the blood dripping down sort
like
of look.
Like you need to wear like a smock.
Yeah. I was going to say like I had images of like Dexter in my head.
All over.
But what I love about that tip is that something that everybody has. You don't have to go out and purchase anything to do blood.
It's, everything can be found in your makeup drawer. And that's what's the cool thing about it is, you know, things can get pricey during the Halloween time. But, you know, everyone has some red lipstick, clear gloss, and a little bit of gel liner. So it's perfect.
Perfect. All right, so we have the blood down.
Blood down. The second one I have is a fishnet. So, you know, when the things that you wear, like the leggings, the fishnet.
To look like a mermaid?
Mermaid, anything aquatic. A lot of, like, fish scales will mimic that with the fishnet. So I apply it directly onto the client, the fishnet. And then with eyes, I usually use eyeshadow. Just because it says eyeshadow doesn't mean you can't use it on your face. And then I will apply a little bit of the green and the blue hues. And I just glide that with a powder brush right on top of the fishnet. And then remove the fishnet. And it creates just a really beautiful scale.
So do you cut out a piece of fishnet, leggings?
Just depending on what the client, if they want it all over the face, if they want it just in patches, I'll just cut it up. You can get them at the Dollar Tree and whatnot. But yeah, I'll just stretch it across the face of the client and then just apply it right then and there.
Do you tape it down?
No, I usually just
I usually look at
them to hold it and lay it. You can tape it, but usually it's just easier to hold it.
Yeah.
Probably will have to tape it if you're doing it to yourself.
Yes. Yeah. I've had to, you know, kind of maneuver myself.
That's true.
But yeah.
Yeah, that looks so cool.
So I guess like if you are holding on to a bunch of old eyeshadows that you have like the blue from the 90s and everything. Now
I have some of my mom's old stuff.
Yes. Now we finally have a use for like all of those crazy colors we once used to wear.
Purples, blues, greens.
Love it.
And the next one I have is a glue stick. A glue stick you can use for multiple different things. The two things that I love to use it for is disappearing your brows. You get the glue stick and you put it directly on top of your brows, wait for that to dry, and apply liquid foundation right on top. It completely makes your eyebrows disappear.
What?
So let's say you're trying to create different brows, like a cartoon brow or whatnot, but you don't want your eyebrows there. It'll harden and create almost like your actual skin. Mm-hmm. Put the foundation on top. You can't even see your brows anymore.
Oh my gosh. I just got the most mind-blowing idea. Now I'm going to do that to one of my brows. Like do half of my face. Like the importance of what a brow should look like from one side to the other.
There you go.
Like I will look freaky.
Yeah. And the second thing you can do with a glue stick is I will take a knife and just cut a piece of the glue stick off, and I apply it wherever I want to create a fake wound. So sometimes people want it on their cheek, their forehead, their eyebrow. So I'll take a piece of it and kind of mold it to my skin, mm-hmm. wait for that to dry, and then apply the liquid foundation on top. What that does is creates like a three-dimensional wound. And then I'll go in and apply with an eyeshadow, like the reds and the blues, to really create that open cut wound. And it's really gruesome. And then I go in and apply the fake blood right in the middle of it. So
cool.
Yeah, the glue stick is really important when it comes mm-hmm. to creating cuts and wounds.
I feel like this needed to be a live podcast where she did this on my face.
We could always do a live, like, in the video? Next couple of days and post it. But, like, who knew? Like, a glue stick is, like, 49 cents.
Right.
Where, like, if you're going to Party City or Walmart or Target, like, buying those already pre-made flesh wounds, like, that's expensive. Mm-hmm. Who knew a glue stick could do so much?
I need to make a Halloween bag and put that in it.
Yes, yes. And the last thing I have for you guys is toward the end of a Halloween party, your makeup is completely coming off. Mm-hmm. You're eating, you're drinking, and whatnot. And the best thing you can use is a setting spray. My favorite is the Skindinavia finishing spray, and that's amazing for just makeup in general. But usually our skin is about 90 degrees. When that comes to makeup, it can be really devastating to your makeup because that's what's making it separate and break down.
Okay.
And that's what the color is just not lasting as long. Mm-hmm. What the spray does is it keeps your skin cool, and that helps the longevity of the color lasting, making your makeup last all day, and keeping those colors really vibrant. So that's just, you just spray it after you're done with your makeup or your Halloween makeup, and then you're good to go.
I never knew that was why makeup started falling off your face.
Yes. Yeah.
That's so neat.
Because if you're thinking about it, so when you're applying anything to your face, it's almost like getting warm. Mm-hmm. So then the foundation, the eyeshadow, it's just slowly breaking down throughout the day if you're sweating it and whatnot. And then, but just the spray will just keep it really cool throughout the day.
Very cool. So do you have a lot of requests for people that want you to do their makeup for Halloween?
A lot of calls, like, how in the world do I do this? Mm-hmm. And they're like, can you make a video on this and whatnot?
So you
should. I think I need to start doing that, is making some YouTube videos on it.
Most definitely. Like, my mind is just blown over here. I'm like, oh, I could do this and I could do that. Like, I'm just going to have to go get a glue stick. Like, that's amazing.
What is your favorite costume makeup to do, or what's like the craziest one?
I did a alien once, and I covered her whole face in like blue, and I did some type, like some scales and gills and whatnot. Mm-hmm. That was really fun. And then the more pretty one would probably be like a mermaid. I did like, she had a tail and everything. Like she had her own latex tail that she created.
Cool.
And then I just put the scales all around. She was more like a siren, but it was actually scary, but I loved it.
Oh,
I was completely obsessed. Yeah.
I can do like the little spider web around the eye. That's about all the makeup I've done for Halloween.
I can't even do that. It would just look like a black eye. I'd be like, okay.
When in doubt, just get some gel liner and do a cat whiskers, you know, for the last minute. But yeah.
I could probably do that. But yeah, I have not done much. But all these tips, I mean, I definitely think I could do those.
Yeah, and they're right in your drawers, mm-hmm. in your makeup drawers, and you don't have to go out and buy anything. So that's the great part.
Awesome.
Well, I would say stay tuned in the next couple of days, and we definitely will have Juliana either do a demonstration on
video,
you or me or both. Just like all of these awesome things, because I'm literally like amazed over here.
She's sitting over there like,
what?
She's like, what can I have her do?
Well, the funny thing is I was like, okay, I think I know what I'm going to be for Halloween. And now I'm like, oh, I just need to up my game now. Like, I didn't know I could do all of this.
We're going to book you.
I was telling her, I was like, we need to be Golden Girls for Halloween. We were just all old people.
Oh, because we could make wrinkles with,
I
like,
know.
With the glue stick.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We could kind of make the flab, like, ugh.
How much fun would that be?
Just a whole bunch of old-looking people doing lashes.
I love it. Just... Well, thank you so much. This was very intriguing and interesting, and I loved everything about it.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Yay. All right, we will see you in a couple weeks.
Sounds good.
Bye. Bye, guys.